This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later in the show, a look at a group that supports women-owned businesses in Ohio and Northern Kentucky with both education and funding. Starting us off this afternoon, for more than 160 years, the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati has worked to improve our community through a wide variety of both youth and adult programs. Joining us to discuss the history and current mission of the organization and talk about the Y's many youth programs are YMCA of Greater Cincinnati President and CEO Sandy Walker and Trish Kitchell, Vice President of Youth Development. And you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Sandy and Trish, thanks for being here this afternoon. Good to see both of you.
Thanks, Mark. We're delighted to be here.
Thank you.
Sandy, tell us the history, the background. How did the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati get started?
You know, the YMCA was active here in Cincinnati back in the 1850s. It was started as a young men's really educational organization with a place for young men to get together and have positive activities. And it's grown into all kinds of opportunities for people to reach their spirit, mind, and body health through the Y.
And talk some more about the mission, Trish. Sandy mentioned spirit, body, and mind. What are the mission points of the Y?
You know, it's really to develop the whole person. And so what we want to do is make sure that each of those components with spirit, mind, and body are equally balanced. And we want to make sure that the programs that we offer and the services that we offer help support that balance in a person's potential.
Sandy, 160 years, that's quite a legacy, isn't it, for the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati? How does the organization today compare to what it was like in its early years?
So what I think is fantastic about the Y is the mission has stayed constant to strengthen the community, and we do that through youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. But the tools and the vehicles that we use have changed over the decades. So we started with reading rooms, and then we grew into educational programs like teaching people auto mechanics, how to be phone operators. Salmon Chase Law School started at the YMCA. And then we went into physical education. So we built swimming pools and gymnasiums and places for young men at first and then people of all ages to be healthy and well while they were being strong in their education and building their spiritual health. And now today we're family facilities for people of all ages, and we still focus on child care, day camp, positive ways for youth to spend their time, and positive ways for everybody to be healthy through the YMCA.
Now that's interesting. I didn't realize that the Y played a role in starting the Chase College.
That's right.
Can you talk some more about that?
So the YMCA is at the turn of the century in the beginning of the 1900s. Many of the Ys across the country were building higher education institutions because people needed to go to night school. And so what the YMCA found is we needed educational opportunities that still supported people as they were working to support their families. And many of the YMCA universities in Boston, Northeastern, for example, were started by the YMCA. And here in Cincinnati, it was the Chase School.
So it was a strong educational role when the Y first started.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's really powerful because today we still really are so focused on helping kids get a good start in life, being successful in school, and being ready for college and career.
Now, one of the interesting pieces of Y history is that the basketball, volleyball, and racquetball, and Trish is shaking her head. These were all things that were invented at the Y. And I knew about the basketball part, but I didn't know about the other two sports. And when you look at the organization's history, there are a lot of really neat accomplishments, aren't there, Trish?
There are. We've been very lucky to be a forward-thinking organization that has been able to develop different ways for people to get active and to enjoy different sports and activities through us in our early years with, the founding of basketball. And you see where that is now with the NBA and the impact that sport has from even our young children through adults. And then other sports where, you know, people could have been active in our volleyball programs and softball programs, which really helped develop opportunities, you know, for women as well to participate, which was great.
So you know what I love, Mark, when you think about the genesis of a game like basketball, it was a YMCA program director trying to find a way for young boys to stay active and positively involved during the cold winter months. Mm-hmm. And so it really was for the ultimate purpose of kids having positive things to do.
So James Naismith.
That's right. Yeah, okay. He was at Springfield, Massachusetts, and he started with peach baskets, as many of us know, and then they figured out it's better not to climb the ladder and empty the basket, but cut the hole out, and on the game went. So volleyball and other sports were started the same way, but it was always to positively develop young people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's so powerful about the Y.
What are how many facilities make up the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati, and where are those located, Sandy?
So we currently have 13 membership branches, and then we have 2 program branches, and they are in Northern Kentucky and Greater Cincinnati. And then we have our beautiful YMCA Camp Ernst in Burlington, which is 365 acres of fabulous opportunities for kids to build their confidence and get to know kids of all backgrounds. And then we have the area that Trish oversees, which is all of our youth development programs. We are in over 70 school sites in Greater Cincinnati. So we partner with school districts and work with principals and the teachers in schools to be sure that the kids have very engaging after-school activities that are literacy-rich, have good health and wellness. We serve lots of meals to kids so they don't go hungry before they go home at night. And so we're a system, really, Mark, of almost 100 locations.
Tricia, Camp Ernst is near and dear to your heart, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, you know, residential camping really helps a child develop just wonderful confidence. It gives them experiences that they would never be able to have just in their regular day-to-day life. They're able to go out and test boundaries and be away from home and be away from their family for the first time. And, you know, I started off as a young camper myself and got to experience that personally. And I know the impact that that had on me. And that's when the why got me, was when I was a young camper and experiencing those things for the first time as a child. And I saw that the impact that that could have directly, you know, being a camp director. I was a residential camp director for a while. And during that time, I was able to see so many kids who would come in timid and just scared or insecure, that after the end of, or after a week of camp, they were able to just be able to just have so much confidence and feel good about their accomplishments. And that's what camp does. You know, it gives that child that opportunity to just experience things, meet new friends from other areas of the community they would never get the chance to do, and be able to be away from their parents for the first time. And that's not a bad thing. It's good for those kids to enjoy, you know, to have that opportunity to experience early.
So you can honestly say the camp program had a big impact on your life, can't you?
It did. I said, you know, I started as a day camper at 6 years of age, and the Y never let me go. So here I am today, all these years
still
later.
Still there.
I never left. So.
Well, and you know, Mark, the development doesn't stop as kids advance into young staff members. We have
Absolutely.
So many hundreds of young adults in Greater Cincinnati that work for us in our day camps and resident camps, and they are role models for kids. I have heard of so many young people that say their camping experience is what they want to write about on their college application. Mm-hmm. Because in camp, you just learn who you are, you find how to be a valuable contributor in a group, and you work with people of all different backgrounds. And that's a skill for a lifetime.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Sandy, you were talking about the wide area that the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati covers and how many facilities that you have. How big is the Y staff today? And is that a full-time staff? Is it a part-time staff?
So our full-time staff is about 400, and then we employ up to 1,500 total employees during the school year. But in the summer, Mark, we grow to over 2,000 because we employ almost over 600 young people in lifeguard positions and camp counselor positions and lots of member service positions throughout our system. So, you know, we're lucky to have so many talented men and women that are full-time, but we also have so many community leaders that work for us part-time to be able to provide all the services that are important to the YMCA.
And like Trish, do many of the workers get their start at the Y when they're kids?
They do. We don't like to call ourselves Y brats, but a lot of the people, we have some legacy leaders whose parents have worked for the Y. We have a lot of our young executives who are young parents themselves, and their kids walk into the Y and they'll say, this is my mom's Y, my dad's Y. Children are very proud of the Y, and if we can keep people connected to the Y their whole life, my hope and our hope as an organization is that they'll be willing to give back and help the next generation. Because at the Y's core, we want to strengthen the foundation of community. And if adults can find a way through the Y to help the young people in the next generation, that's a powerful circle for our community.
I never realized how much of the Y, of what the Y does revolves around educating children, Trish.
Absolutely.
Why does your organization view this as such an important part of their work?
you know, we see our work that we do, we're able to support the school day, you know, with our school age kids. So when the children complete their school day, we want to complement that and encourage that and help kids learn and grow and thrive. That's the root of everything we're trying to do in our youth development. And we know if kids have a strong educational foundation, that that's going to last them a lifetime. And so when you look at our early learning programs where we really focus on kindergarten readiness and getting those kids ready for school and social, not just academically, but social emotionally, that's really critical to launch them into the right path. And then we know as we go through the school year and through elementary and high school that we're there to support them through enrichment and activities to help really secure that foundation and eventually leading them to, you know, college and career readiness, which really supports that child from infancy all the way through career. So we have the unique potential and on an education continuum to really support that long, that, you know, child long term, which is, I think, fantastic that, you know, it has that type of potential.
Mm-hmm. Sandy, any comments on the importance of educating children and the WISE mission?
Well, we want every kid to have opportunities to be the very best they can be. But I think, and Trish has described it very well in terms of us walking with the child and their family through their whole childhood experience. But I think the other thing that our education programs do is they give parents the peace of mind that they can hold on to their employment. Mark, it's so important for families to have dependable childcare, early learning for their kids so that they can concentrate on supporting that family. So it really is supporting the whole family, whatever form that family might be. And we want to walk with those kids through every moment of their life. And then we want to link seniors in our community to be part of the young people in our community. We want to be sure that the community really supports each other. And for kids to have that start in life, to have the resources available to them, to get to know kids of different backgrounds, that makes them a stronger adult as they age and can give back to their community.
After the break, we'll continue our conversation about the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk@wvfu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Joining me this afternoon, YMCA of Greater Cincinnati President and CEO Sandy Walker and Trish Kitchell, Vice President of Youth Development, as we talk about the organization's history and mission. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And there are several specific programs that deal with educating children, Trish. For instance, tell us about the early learning program.
Okay. Well, with our early learning program, we have over 10 locations now where we work with children. We serve approximately 600 at those locations currently. And actually, two of them are autism programs, which is a unique service that we're able to offer working with preschool age parents. So when you look at the key components of what we want to do in early learning, it's really to develop, you know, social emotional skills and literacy and education and preparing them from kindergarten. You know, 100% of our kids, you know, are demonstrating positive social emotional growth in those programs. And 95% of those kids are testing ready for kindergarten, which is a wonderful statistic coming out of our early learning programs currently.
And, you know, across the community, Mark, it's only 50% of the kids that are ready for kindergarten. So if we can get more top quality programs like the YMCA to join us, we can get all of our kids ready for kindergarten. 85% of brain development occurs before the age of 5. So having a very rich literacy environment is what Trish and her team provide every day, and we're very proud of that at the YMCA.
Do you have any specific programs, Trish, for getting kids out of the house and active during the winter?
As far as for our early learners or
for anybody, any kid? As a parent, I want to get my kids out of the house during the winter. They're just driving me crazy.
You know, we have wonderful youth sports programs. We have swim lessons that the kids can do throughout the winter months, which, you know, a lot of people don't think of swimming in the middle of February, but we do have those opportunities. Our facilities are open for family engagement, so they can come and enjoy the gym or play racquetball or do various activities at our YMCA locations. You know, we also offer holiday camps and various other types of activities. activities in the during the winter months as well.
So all kinds of things that children can do.
There are, you know, Mark, and our after school programs are family friendly. So it can be one day a week or 5 days a week. And we want parents to be able to juggle their schedule and still have their kids get good physical activity, homework help, and really find new skills.
Sandy, with so many things vying for people's attention, video games, the internet, have you seen a drop in program attendance, or is there more of a need as from what you're seeing?
Well, you know, we are really committed to sports that help kids develop their skills. So we're not always the travel teams, but we're always the developmental opportunity for kids. And we're very competitive in swimming. So those programs stay strong. Our after-school programs are stronger than ever. And early learning programs that Trish has talked about are very strong. Summer camp, we are a very strong provider of summer camp programs throughout the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati. And what's so important about that is, again, parents can maintain their employment and not worry about the safety of their children. But children are reading in the summer, they're experimenting with really interesting projects, and they're not letting their learning slide when parents are trying to work and keep their kids safe.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. Let's talk with Lynn in Cincinnati. Good afternoon, Lynn. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hi, thanks. I keep hearing the guests refer to the Y as the Y, and it occurs to me that, and I don't know, maybe it's kind of a silly question, but the difference between the YMCA and the YWCA, are they affiliated with one another? And if not, when people refer to the Y, are they mainly referring to one or the other of them? And what is the distinction?
So I'd be glad to answer that. Good afternoon, Lynn. It's nice to talk with you. The YMCA was started in this country in 1851, and the YWCA started after that, a decade or two later, it's my understanding. We've been focused on healthy living, physical activity, and education for our history, and we're so proud of the work of the YWCA, but they are independent organizations nationally and internationally, but we share some common delivery commitments. And the YMCA, as my understanding, is quite a bit larger nationally and internationally. The YMCA is in 120 countries. I think that our colleagues at the YW may call themselves the Y, but the YM is, as we test nationally, is what most people think of as the Y, is the YMCA. And we are the Young Men's Christian Association, but everybody refers to us as the Y.
Lynn, thanks very much for the phone call. We appreciate it. And Trish, tell me about the out-of-school time program. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. With the out-of-school program, out-of-school time program, we work with over 4,000 kids across our service delivery area. And we serve kids K through 12, really in that at 70 different locations. And during that time, we really want to help support kids and give them experiences around arts and literacy, service learning, STEM learning, which is science, technology, education, and I mean engineering and math, and literacy. So really it's giving those kids those extra experiences around some of those key components that are going to really translate to 21st century skills that they need for their future. And we have great positive adult role models who work with those kids after school and really help develop them and give them those experiences that support the school day.
And you're seeing a lot of success from this program?
Absolutely. You know, we've got 98% of our kids complete their homework with us after school so that they can go home to their family and really enjoy that family time. So we know that we're helping kids in that completion rate. You know, we're definitely seeing progress in social emotional development with those kids. 95% of our kids are testing positive in social emotional development as well. So it's not only academics, but it's also that social emotional piece that we're really seeing some successful statistics.
And Mark, you asked before about wanting to keep kids healthy. You know, 100% of the kids in our programs are physically active every day. So even though schools don't always have health and wellness or physical education any longer during the school day, if kids are active in a YMCA program, they're going to be running and building their cardio and muscle strength. And that's part of a healthy child.
Tricia, talk about the Achievers program.
Okay. Our Black and Latino Achievers program currently works with our high school students. And what we're seeing is in our program, we serve approximately 70 teens in that program, and they work with business professionals from all over the community, giving them really educating them on career exploration. We take them on college tours, and it's really just exposing them to opportunity to give them a really a view of their future. And what we're seeing out of that program is the youth participate in that program year long during the school year. They get exposure to those different types of activities. And 100% of our kids right now are graduating from high school that come out of that program, which is a great outcome for that work that we're doing there, that 100% of them. And 90% of them are actually seeing getting accepted into higher education programs as well, helping them develop and grow.
I think that program is so powerful, Mark, because we have men and women who are professionals in a variety of different fields who volunteer their time at Cincinnati State 2 Saturdays a month to work in career clusters with these young people. So the last time I visited, it was an engineering cluster, and we had professionals from Toyota and from P&G and from other places. And kids were asking questions like, why do I have to take algebra now if I want to design a car later? And what if I want to do this job, how do I get there? It's just connecting the dots for kids so they can understand, what are the things I'm doing in school? Why does that matter today in order for me to get where I want to go tomorrow? And adults who give their time to do that are an amazing gift to those kids, and we're really grateful for their volunteering with the Y.
Sandy, is it fair to say that even though the Y is taking a multifaceted approach to its mission, that education is still the biggie?
Education is a really important part of our pillar. You know, I think that's the pillar in the youth development strategy. Healthy living is the second pillar. And the third is creating an opportunity for us to be part of helping our neighbors and giving back, that social responsibility pillar. But in youth development, education and having kids be well-rounded and have opportunities to learn is a really important part of who the Y is.
Overall, how successful would you say the Y's efforts have been in helping the community and the people who live in it?
You know, I think we are the place where people of all backgrounds can be together. We have sliding fee scale, so we do an annual campaign where we provide access to anyone to afford to be at the Y. We have over 130,000 individuals in Greater Cincinnati connected in one way or another to the YMCA. We have almost 5,000 donors that give a gift to the Y to help us make sure that our programs are available to people of all backgrounds. You know, the people that are part of the Y know that they're part of something greater. We're not just a gym. We're aerobics to achievement. You know, we are all the different things that make life strong and healthy for people of all ages. And if I think about the stories I've heard from one individual, they're powerful. You know, I talked to a woman the other day who's lost 100 pounds at the Y, and now she's teaching swim lessons. So she's helping kids learn how to swim and be safe in the water, which is so important in our community. But she has found a new voice for herself and her own confidence. And there are examples like that everywhere in the YMCA.
So she's teaching swim lessons at the Y?
Yes, she is.
There you go. The Central Y was recently closed so that renovation work could be done on that facility. What's the status of that, Sandy?
So we are still in the process of finalizing all the financial agreements, and we look forward to renovation beginning soon.
Okay. And what can we expect in the future for the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati?
Well, you can expect a continued commitment to developing kids to be their very best. You can expect being a partner with families and with employers to help their employees to be as healthy as possible. And I want us always to be a place where the community can convene and find ways to work together to make the community the best it can be.
Sandy and Trish, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
YMCA of Greater Cincinnati President and CEO Sandy Walker and Trish Kitchell, Vice President of Youth Development. After the break, a look at how Bad Girl Ventures has supported women-owned businesses across the state and in Northern Kentucky. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.